Knowing you're all about that cutting-edge military tech, I knew this first for the U.S. Navy would pique your interest. We're talking a real milestone here, the kind that makes you stop and go, wow, things are really changing.
And you're spot on with that first angle, because today's deep dive is all about a fascinating moment for the U.S. Navy. We've got two sources on deck, a news article fresh off the press about the commissioning of the USS New Jersey. It's a brand new submarine, and that Military Report website you mentioned with some seriously intriguing headlines about the current state of the Navy.
Right, because putting the shiny new sub in context with everything else happening at sea, that's where things get really interesting. Now, the article on the USS New Jersey practically vibrates with excitement from the ceremony, all the pomp and circumstance. But here's the kicker. This isn't just another submarine. It's the U.S. Navy's 23rd Virginia-class submarine, their most advanced attack submarine. And get this, it's the first one built from the ground up to accommodate both male and female crew members.
And that is a big deal. You might recall back in 2010, they finally lifted the ban on women serving on submarines. It was a landmark decision, no doubt. But it also came with a whole new set of challenges. Life aboard a submarine is like nothing else in the service. We're talking incredibly demanding environments, cramped quarters, long deployments, the ever-present danger. It takes a special kind of sailor to handle it.
Absolutely. And that's what makes the design of the USS New Jersey so fascinating. They didn't just like throw in a couple extra bunks and call it a day. The article highlights some really thoughtful changes, like adding steps to the bunks, which, let's be real, probably everyone appreciates. And they even adjusted the height of the overhead valves. You can tell they were really aiming to make the whole submarine more livable for everyone, regardless of gender.
And that's a key point. This wasn't about checking boxes or meeting quotas. It's about recognizing that when you design for inclusivity right from the start, you end up with a better product overall. In this case, a more effective submarine and potentially a more cohesive and higher functioning crew. Just imagine. By addressing the needs of all sailors, they might have stumbled on to design solutions that make the submarine even more efficient and even more deadly.
Makes you wonder why they didn't think of this sooner. Maybe those old submarine designers weren't exactly known for being flexible. But on a serious note, this design for everyone approach, it really speaks volumes about how the Navy is adapting to the realities of the 21st century. But hold on a sec, because the military report, it seems to paint a bit of a different picture.
Yeah, while the USS New Jersey is a fantastic example of progress, we can't ignore some of these other headlines. Steering failures on the USS John McCain, a fatal Osprey crash currently under investigation. These incidents, while they seem unrelated to the USS New Jersey, they do highlight the constant challenges the Navy faces.
Yeah, it's a stark reminder that even with all the technological advancements, things can and do go wrong. And when they do in a naval context, the stakes are incredibly high. These headlines, they seem to hint at some deeper issues, don't they?
Absolutely. We're talking about incredibly complex systems operating in incredibly unforgiving environments. These incidents, as tragic as they are, often point to systemic issues, things like safety culture, maintenance protocols, or even training procedures.
Okay, so we've got this brand new sub, the USS New Jersey, representing a big leap forward in how the Navy thinks about design and inclusivity. But at the same time, we have these other incidents casting a bit of a shadow over the celebrations, and they're raising some serious questions about the Navy's overall readiness.
And that tension, that push and pull between progress and the ever-present need for vigilance, that's where things get really interesting. Let's dive into those military report headlines a little deeper. They might reveal even more about the context surrounding the USS New Jersey's entry into service. For instance, that report on the Houthi assaults on commercial shipping. That speaks to a growing instability in vital shipping lanes.
And you have to wonder what role a ship like the USS New Jersey, with its advanced capabilities, what role it might be called upon to play in that kind of situation. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's unpack these other incidents a bit more. You mentioned safety culture. What exactly does that look like in the context of a massive, complex organization like the US Navy?
That's a great question. And it's something that often gets overlooked when we talk about military technology and strategy. At its core, safety culture is about creating an environment where everyone from the newest recruit to the highest-ranking officer feels empowered to identify and report potential hazards without fear of retribution.
So it's about creating a climate where people can speak up if they see something risky, and not worry about getting in trouble. That makes a lot of sense, especially in a high-pressure world like the Navy. But how do those steering failures on the USS John McCain, something so specific and technical, how do they tie back to this idea of safety culture?
Well, you see, it's often those seemingly small details, those cracks in the foundation. They can spiral into major incidents, Were maintenance requests overlooked or delayed? Were there any red flags popping up during training exercises? These incidents, they force a deep dive into the entire operational culture of the ship, looking for any weak points that might have contributed.
And it's not just about playing the blame game after something goes wrong, is it? It's about stopping these kinds of things from happening in the first place.
Exactly. A strong safety culture, it encourages constant learning and improvement. It's about recognizing that even in the most technologically advanced systems, human error is always a factor, and it needs to be addressed at every level.
That's really interesting. So we're not just talking about nuts and bolts here, but about the human element. The decision-making, the communication channels, all of that comes into play.
Precisely. And, you know, the military report actually touches on this in their analysis of that Osprey crash. They're highlighting concerns about pilot training and the complexity of the aircraft itself. It really underscores that as technology advances, so too must the skills and protocols needed to operate it safely.
It's like the more advanced the tools, the higher the bar for expertise. It makes you realize just how crucial those training programs and clear lines of communication are, especially in those high-stress situations.
Absolutely. And these investigations, as difficult as they are, they're absolutely essential for the Navy to learn, adapt, and prevent similar tragedies from happening again. And remember, this isn't just about the USS John McCain or the Osprey. These incidents, they send ripples throughout the entire fleet. They influence everything from training exercises to maintenance schedules.
It's all connected. Now let's circle back to the USS New Jersey for a moment. You know, despite these challenges, despite these headlines highlighting areas where the Navy clearly needs to improve, the article about the commissioning ceremony, it's filled with this incredible sense of hope and pride.
And rightfully so. The commissioning of a new vessel, especially one as advanced as the USS New Jersey, it's a momentous occasion. It represents years of planning, design, and construction, a real testament to the Navy's commitment to modernization and maintaining that technological edge.
And there's that quote from CM Dictor Halley, the ship's captain, about carrying forward the legacy of the USF New Jersey's namesake. You can just tell this isn't just a job for these sailors. It's an honor. They know the weight of history is on their shoulders.
Absolutely. And that sense of legacy, that connection to the past, it's a powerful motivator. It reminds us that the Navy is so much more than just ships and technology. It's about the people who serve, their dedication, their sacrifices, their unwavering commitment to upholding the values and traditions of naval service.
It's about continuing a story that began generations ago, but it's also about writing a new chapter, right?
Yes. And that's what makes the USS New Jersey so captivating.
Yeah.
It embodies both the Navy's rich history and its aspirations for the future.
It's a symbol of progress and innovation for sure. But as we've been discussing, it's entering a world full of complex challenges and geopolitical uncertainties. That's a lot of pressure to put on one submarine.
Indeed. And that's where the military report, with its wider lens on current events, it becomes even more relevant. Remember that headline about the Houthi attacks disrupting global shipping? That's a prime example of the kind of volatile situation the USS New Jersey might be called upon to handle.
Okay, so let's dive into that a bit more. I'm guessing there's a lot more to that story than meets the eye.
Absolutely. What we're seeing is a resurgence of maritime insecurity, especially in regions that are absolutely crucial to global trade. These attacks, they're not just isolated incidents. They represent a growing threat to the free flow of goods and energy around the world.
And the U.S. Navy, with its global reach and advanced capabilities, they're inevitably going to be drawn into these situations, aren't they?
Precisely. The Navy plays a critical role in maintaining freedom of navigation and ensuring the security of international shipping lanes. And ships like the USS New Jersey, with their versatility and stealth capabilities, they're going to be right there on the front lines addressing these emerging threats.
So while the USS New Jersey might have been designed with certain missions in mind, the reality is the world is a complicated place, and it's likely going to be called upon to do a whole lot more.
Exactly. And that's the thing about naval power. It's inherently flexible and adaptable. The USS New Jersey, with its cutting-edge technology, its highly trained crew, and its symbolic importance as this beacon of progress, it's uniquely positioned to navigate the complex geopolitical landscape of the 21st century.
It's almost poetic. This submarine, designed to accommodate everyone, might end up being called upon to go anywhere and face any challenge. It's a powerful thought.
Indeed. And it speaks to the evolving role of the U.S. Navy in a world grappling with new and unpredictable threats.
It really highlights the fact that this first with the USS New Jersey, it's happening in the midst of some pretty major global events. It's like the Navy is sailing into a whole new era, both in terms of its own internal culture and the challenges it's facing out there on the world stage.
And that's what makes this deep dive so fascinating. We're not just looking at a single submarine. We're getting a glimpse of the U.S. Navy at a crossroads, trying to balance its long and storied legacy with the demands of a world that's changing faster than ever.
And for everyone listening, think about this. The USS New Jersey and its crew, they're heading straight into the thick of it. That's a pretty heavy responsibility, don't you think?
Absolutely. And it's a responsibility shared by everyone in the Navy, from the engine room all the way up to the command center. Those headlines in the military report, they really underscore the need for constant vigilance, for an unwavering commitment to excellence at every single level.
Right, because those steering failures, the Osprey crash, they weren't just isolated incidents. They were stark reminders that even with the most advanced technology in the world, things can still go wrong and the consequences can be devastating.
Precisely. And that's why that conversation about safety culture is so incredibly important. It's about cultivating an environment where every single person feels empowered to speak up, right, to point out potential risks without the fear of being silenced. Because ultimately, it's that collective awareness, that commitment to safety at every level, that can prevent those small problems from snowballing into major incidents.
It's about building a culture where everyone is looking out for each other, where safety is everyone's responsibility. That's a powerful concept, and it seems especially crucial in a line of work as inherently dangerous as naval service.
It's absolutely essential. And when you consider the USS New Jersey design with that design for everyone philosophy, it makes you wonder if that same approach could be applied to something like safety culture. Could this emphasis on inclusivity, on making sure everyone's needs are met, could that actually lead to a safer and more effective Navy as a whole?
Now there's a thought-provoking question. It makes you realize that this deep dive on the USS New Jersey, it's not just about one submarine. It's not even just about the US Navy. It's about the bigger picture of how we design systems, organizations, even entire societies. How do we make them more inclusive, more resilient, and ultimately more successful?
Precisely. And as you continue to follow the U.S. Navy's journey in the years to come, I encourage you to pay close attention to how these themes, inclusivity, technological advancement, and an unwavering commitment to safety, how those themes continue to shape its trajectory.
Yes.
The USS New Jersey, it's really just the beginning of the story.
It's a story that's still being written, and it's one we'll definitely be keeping a close eye on right here on The Deep Dive. So until next time, keep exploring, keep asking those tough questions, and most importantly, keep diving deeper.